This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today is Thursday, May 29th. The news sponsored by the St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station. I'm Megan Lynch. The St. Louis Board of Aldermen moving quickly to advance a pair of bills designed to help tornado victims. Board President Megan Green and Alderman Rasheen Aldridge spoke with Fox 2 after yesterday's second reading.
The most important thing about these two bills is it creates some immediate relief.
We are collaborating, we are unified, and we understand the need.
One bill gives money to renters to help them find new places to live. The other reduces property taxes for those who have homes condemned from storm damage. A final vote scheduled tomorrow. Coming up in just a few minutes at 8:11, our Stuart McMillan reports on how some are pitching in to help clean storm debris from their neighborhoods. Let any tornado victims know there is a giveaway event today at the 100 Black Men of Metropolitan St. Louis office. That's located at 4631 Del Mar. Food, cleaning supplies, and mental health support services will be available from 1 until 3. 100 Black Men President Jeremiah Hathorn says, as we unite, we can and will get through this. We learned the Humane Society of Missouri has teams of responders visiting St. Louis neighborhoods hit hard by the May 16th tornado.
Its Animal Cruelty Task Force Director Ella Frank tells KMOX victims have welcomed them with open arms.
We're going out to the affected areas and patrolling. We're talking to individuals who have a need and passing out dog food, pet food. I think we've distributed about 10,000 pounds.
A partnership with Purina is helping drive that effort. The Humane Society so far has rescued 20 stray animals in the tornado damage zone and taken in dozens of pets for temporary shelter while their owners figure out where they're going to live. Brad Choate, KMOX News.
The American Red Cross has opened a shelter at Ferguson Nazarene Church. People who were staying at the 12th and Park Recreation Center location were taken by bus to that new shelter in Ferguson. 12th and Park Recreation Center now returning to its normal operations. The Red Cross is providing financial assistance to qualifying individuals whose homes were impacted by the May 16th tornadoes. To qualify, an individual's home must have been classified by the Red Cross as having sustained major damage or being destroyed. Far more questions than answers surround St. Louis County Animal Care and Control. The facility euthanized at least 19 dogs during a parvovirus outbreak. At the same time, the medical director abruptly resigned. The St. Louis County Council now asking questions about years of problems there.
Council Chairwoman Rita Hurd Days holds a committee of the whole meeting this afternoon at 3:30. They will question the new director, Malik Johnson, who is a public health administrator, not a veterinarian, and according to his LinkedIn profile, he does not have any shelter or animal experience.
We have also ask for an organizational chart with all these people listed. You know, there are several people who've left, several people who have come. We're not aware of any of that. And so we've asked the director to bring us the latest organizational chart so we can talk about that.
Days does not know why the previous ACC director, Dr. Doug Pernikoff, quit, nor does she know Malik Johnson.
But clearly, if you're going to run a shelter, you have to, or you should have, some expertise in that area.
Days tells KMOX the communication from the public health department is very sparse with the council, and when asked if a lack of funding for the facility was a contributing factor to the problems, the chairwoman says this is the first she's hearing about that. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
Pride Fest gearing up for its 45th June celebration, and for the first time, it will be a ticketed event. It will be $10 for access to both days, June 28th and 29th. The Grand Pride Parade will still be free and open to the public. Pride St. Louis President Marty Zuniga says they're building the foundation for a sustainable future that will allow celebrations for generations to come. Several longtime corporate sponsors reduced or completely withdrew their sponsorships. That left Pride with a $150,000 funding gap. gap Pride tried to fill with community fundraising. You're invited to a 10:30 ribbon-cutting ceremony this morning at St. Louis Community College's new 133,000-square-foot Health Sciences and Technology Center in Wildwood. Chancellor Jeff Pittman says voters approved Proposition R in 2021 to pay for the $84.5 million facility.
At Wildwood, I mean, there's a huge footprint out there of hospitals, of financial services centers, of technology companies that need this type of a workforce being educated.
In addition to new programs, the center will offer space for additional students in the college's nursing program.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.